happening, hams. Popcorn and peanuts, we're working the stands. Pink cotton candy, love on a stick. Who's chasing the beer? The trick of the lips, play ball. Play ball. Load up the bases and smack it right over the wall.
Play ball.
Play ball.
Good evening. Welcome to the Laughter Saves Lives Radio Show. In Belmont, Long Island, from my dirty basement, we have Tara with us
today. Hello, everyone. Hey, how are you?
And then we have John Santo as our other co-host tonight.
Hello.
Tara's voice is sexier.
Yes, it is.
So, guys, it's been 2 weeks. How are you?
Good. You know, I went out to a club this weekend that I used to go, and I forgot how many years ago I used to go to it. And so when I walked in on a Sunday afternoon thinking, that'll be the older folk. No, I think I was the oldest one there, and I felt very old.
I hate when that happens. And so you had a bunch of stuff. You went to the Jimmy Buffett thing, didn't you?
I didn't go to the actual show. I just went to the tailgating. Well, got there about 5 a.m., got online, waited to get in, and then got a spot right across from Wontor Fire District, put on a good show with three bands outside until about, I don't know, whenever the show started.
Sounds like lots of fun.
I would
like
to try. It's great.
Sounds like fun. And what about you, John? What have you been doing the last 2 weeks, other than watching our Mets win?
Well, we're watching the Mets, and we're in a pennant race there, but I was in the Mom's Gone Wild show.
What a night.
What a night. Tara, I'm not a mom, but it was a great show.
You did very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. We raised some money for Angela's house. We raised some money for Laughter Saves Lives. We actually raised some money for some other charities. I worked out some deals with different organizations. Hey, if you come down, I'll give you $5 a ticket. So it was a really successful night. A lot of people raved about it. We're going to do it again next year, definitely. I love the Mom's Gone Wild concept. Next year I'll say Mom's Gone Wild and a special dad guest. Something like that. Because we were on the show. We had two dads on the show too. Talk a little bit about the St. Albans show. John, you've done the St. Albans show.
Yes, I have. Very rewarding show to do it for the veterans.
I always love when the new comics come down. It's a little different show than most veterans show because these guys are all World War II. You sit with them before the show, and if you really sit and look in their eyes and talk to them, the stories. I mean, Paul Bond spoke to Ben yesterday at the show. I know Ben, World War II vet, was captured, was in solitary confinement, had a stroke, and was in a coma for 4 months, and he doesn't know who revived him, who brought him out of the coma, whether the Americans or his captives. He doesn't even know to this day.
Who was he caught by, the Japanese or the Germans?
Germans, I think.
Germans.
Yeah, so really, really great, great show that we do once a month. It's what I'm most proud of, what we do with Laughter Saves Lives. A quick in-the-news stories, and then we'll get to our first Never Forget. Tara, you had a story.
Yeah, so a pet shop in Hicksville got robbed over the weekend, and the guy used plastic handcuffs to secure the employees, which
now you said
I would feel... toy handcuffs. So maybe they were shiny and imitating metal, but you can kind of feel the difference between metal and toy, I would imagine.
And nobody moved.
Nobody moved. And the guy got away, and they're still looking for him, and they don't know. I forgot how much money he stole out of the registers and stuff.
That is
kind of annoying because those are untraceable. I mean, if you order regular handcuffs, are they traceable? Because it's a law enforcement item? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know either. I wasn't prepared for that question. I don't know. I'll do some research.
Could you imagine the barking, though, that was going on that day? They probably didn't even need an alarm. It was probably just all the dogs barking.
It must have been very rough. Very rough.
I'll bring up a story that I thought was interesting. John, I think you mentioned this, too. When we walked in, I know Anne Marie was talking about it before. There was a nurse who basically, if you look back, didn't want to go to work. All right? Didn't want to go to work. So what would you do if you didn't want to go to work? I'm sick, right? I was in a car, whatever, my car didn't start. She comes up with this story that my boyfriend kidnapped me. Immediately, the police or the FBI are involved. Now the boyfriend's involved. myself. They got to research this. I don't. How did she get through nursing school? I mean, what a dopey way to get out of work. Listen, that didn't work.
There's
well.
A lot of people out there that are very textbook, but no common sense.
Yeah. None. I'll tell you a story. I was homesick from work one day. I took one day sick day. I'd never taken a sick day. State trooper knocks on my door. I'm like, what? I take one day off sick and you send a guy? And it was something else. My neighbor's car was stolen, and they wanted to know if I'd see him. But
I got a few other page news. We'll fill them in, you know, as we go. I want to try to keep on pace with our guests. Let's bring in Corey. Is on line one.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Corey.
How are you doing, John?
Good. My captain from Utah, Provo, Utah Fire Department. Corey has been the catalyst behind the Laughter Saves Lives comedy tour going to Utah. We're doing four shows in a few weeks. Corey was the one that got me started on it. So we're really excited to come out, Corey. Thanks for all your hard work on this.
Oh, thanks for being willing to come.
Yeah, I'm definitely willing to come. So far, I'm getting fed, I'm getting housed, and my family won't be yelling at me for 4 days. Don't bring your family down here. Yell at me, Corey.
Well, if it will make you feel at home, we can line everyone up and have a turn at you.
I'm sure you can. Corey is on tonight for our Never Forget segment. We try every week to remember one of our brave emergency responders that were lost in one way or another. And Corey would like to speak about a friend of his. Correct, Corey?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. I had a partner at the fire department. If there was a joke to be, he was always right in the middle of it. From the water cups in the cupboards in the kitchen, to the alarm clock set in the other station dorms at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. Even as far as throwing the pass devices in the sleeping dorms about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Corey, what was his name?
What's that?
What was his name?
His name was Mario Guerrero.
Okay.
So,
all right,
he
so
worked,
tell us a little
with
more about
me
Mario.
As a partner at the fire department. But he also worked as a paramedic with one of our local flight agencies. And in January of 2003, gave his life in a helicopter crash one night during some inclement weather.
What departments did he work with, Corey?
He worked with me at the Provo Fire Department, and then he also was a flight paramedic part-time, as a lot of us have second, third, and fourth jobs, with Intermountain Life Flight out of Salt Lake City.
Wow. Can you tell us one more time? Well, you wanted to tell me, I think we spoke this afternoon, we were on Facebook, text message, email, I don't even freaking know anymore, about another friend of yours also that was lost on the job.
So, a little sharp contrast, Mario was the type of person that would always, if there was a day, he was always happy, always laughing, no matter what the task or what the day or what's going on, he always had a smile on his face. He was just always just the prankster. Unfortunately, we had another one of our captains around the same time who he would laugh and joke occasionally. But had a little period of his life where he just kind of lost that ability to laugh and had some other stuff, some significant stuff going on. And sadly, rather than being able to talk to people and use the laughter as the outlet, he had one night that basically succumbed to his depression and unfortunately took his own life. So that's always stuck with me from the fact that that laughter really does make a difference.
Yeah, it does. It does. We had a guy in our firehouse that had happened to also that committed suicide, and you feel very guilty. Like, why didn't I see this coming? Why didn't? But you know what? It's something that happens, and it's a shame. So, thank you for remembering these guys calling in. We always want to try to remember. That's pretty much what we do at Laughter Saves Lives. We make people laugh in memory of these guys. And anything else you want to tell me about Utah? Any surprises you have set for me?
Nope. We're excited to have you. We have we added another venue today, which is going to be Weber State University on September 9th. Weber State is our Utah's very first accredited paramedic program, and to this day is probably the oldest and most successful paramedic program we have. And so we have a direct tie, and many of us in the state have a direct tie there as being alumni, spending 6 months of our life there at one point or another. And they're extremely happy to have you. I spoke with the director of the emergency care program today, as well as the dean. And they were very, so once I talked to them about it and kind of told them what our goal was and what we were looking to do, they were more than happy to open their arms and say that they will do whatever needs to be done to make it a success.
Nice. Well, Corey, thanks for calling in. We're going to let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. So that sounds exciting. I'm sorry you're not coming with us, John. Unless you want to pay your own way.
To go to Utah, I'll pass.
You'll pass?
I'll pass.
Utah could be fun. Utah's beautiful. No?
I would be like Steve Martin in My Blue Heaven out there. There's no good Italian places in the whole state, I'm sure.
Don't you eat Domino's?
Domino's.
They wrote a song about the beauty of Utah. Almost heaven, Utah. Blue Ridge Mountain. No, that's not Utah.
No, I don't think so.
All right. We'll bring on our first guest right now. Well, Corey was really a guest, so our second guest on line two, we have Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure. I think we have your kickboxing fellow classmate?
Yeah. Hey, Christine, it's Tara.
Hey, Tara, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
She's always kicking us.
Yeah.
For no reason, just practicing and kicking. So we have Christine on. We're going to talk about a few topics here. But Christine, tell us what you do.
I am a transformation coach, and my focus is helping people shift their perspectives in their life. I'm also a Reiki practitioner and an acupuncture student, and I also work with a health and wellness company assisting people in reaching both their health goals and their financial goals.
Awesome. Now, I know this, right. Now, John's going what is that? And I understand where you're coming from, because when I read Christine Uz's bio and stuff, I'm like, to me, that's all stuff. Can I touch this?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not, because we're so used to like meat and potato stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to throw some weights. I'm going to do it. So do you come across students, as I call them, like John and I, who are like, what the freak is that? I don't want to, you know, what can you do for me type thing? And really are able to explain this and motivate people like that?
Well, you know, it's like voodoo. But no, not really. It's not like voodoo. But I understand how it's like voodoo to you. So,
how would you get someone like me who is not really into any of that yoga, none of that stuff, but I'm curious. You know, I'm curious, and I would like to experience it. What are you laughing at me?
Because I didn't think any of that. About this, but we don't. It's not something. I just want to hear her say what it is.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Well, probably the most foreign is probably Reiki, right? Like that coaching. You've probably heard of life coaching, right? And eating sure. well and that type of thing all makes sense too. But Reiki is probably the most foreign of it, right?
Yeah. So let's talk about Reiki.
Okay, so Reiki is an energy healing modality, so it works with the energy flow in your body, and it utilizes divine energy, so it doesn't come from the practitioner. There's nothing special that I personally am doing other than pulling down divine energy and giving it to my clients. And it helps balance the energy centers in the body, which are the chakras. Have you heard of chakras before? They're like spinny things in your body that are the centers of your energy.
No.
Sound familiar? No.
No, okay. And I'm not saying that to make light of what you're talking about. I'm being honest. I've never really looked into any of this yet. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if it helps people.
You know what? Before you experience it, hearing about it doesn't help. Not knowing about it and then finding out about it doesn't do anything. Before you experience it, it's just somebody talking about it. But what it does is it provides a sense of well-being and calmness, and it offers relief from pain. One of the most amazing things that it does is if you have like a traumatic thing that you've gone through in your early life that is causing problems now, you can go back and treat that traumatic event so that you no longer are up against that same type of feeling over and over again popping up in your life. So it's very incredible what it does, and it really just works with energy. It will work with medical treatment. So if people are going through maybe chemotherapy or some other type of medical treatment, receiving Reiki will actually help their body and the treatment so that they're healing at a better rate.
So John, and John, just so you understand, you know, this kind of stuff, it's based on Eastern medicine, and we're so used to Western medicine, which is, like you said, touching, feeling, let's treat the symptoms. Whereas what Christina does, it's based on a system of, you know, your emotions, your feelings, your experiences, everything contributes to how your health is. So you need to balance. It's not take an Advil because you have a headache. It's let's get to the source of what's causing your headache.
Have you done any of this?
I've gotten Reiki done. I'm a massage therapist, but I'm not a Reiki practitioner at all. So I went to the same school you are going to, Christina, and they teach you both sides. So,
Very interesting. Very interesting. John, you have any questions over there, Mr. Giggles?
It's very interesting. Have you ever worked with Major League Baseball pitchers? Because Jacob DeGrom could use this right now. He just got taken out of the game.
I haven't, but should I send him some energy?
Yes, they put in a reliever. But what is the how popular is this in the United States? How many people do it? Is it a growing field? Is it a new field? Is it?
You know what? Well, it's an ancient practice, and all Reiki practitioners go back to the one person that started Reiki in Japan thousands of years ago or so.
Joe Reiki.
What's that?
It was Joe Reiki.
Joe Reiki?
He said the person that started it was Joe Reiki. He also played third base for the Cubs in the 50s. Sorry, go ahead, Christine.
There you go. I would say that it's kind of like acupuncture. All energy healing modalities aren't really mainstream. There are pockets of people who have various rates of doing different things, and there are a lot of different energy healing modalities. Acupuncture would be a much more common type of energy treatment than something like Reiki, where there's no needles, there's no hands being put on you. It's just energy flowing from one person to another. But it's kind of gaining popularity because I think a lot of people are becoming more, what's the word? I don't know. I'll say alternative, not the word I'm looking for, but they're getting into more different modalities when they're seeing that maybe Western medicine isn't giving them everything that they're looking for.
I think over the years we've gotten away from a lot of people medication and looking for different ways, healthy eating, you know, taking different
and supplements,
natural
I'm a vitamin supplement whore. I take them all the time.
Yeah, but you know what, I feel like the culture has become more of tell me what I need to take. Tell me what I need to do. It's not, and then, or fix me. It's not, what can I do to help myself?
It's always a magic bullet.
Right. I'm sorry, Christina?
It's always a magic bullet because it's the easy thing to take something to suppress your symptoms rather than actually make a lifestyle change to actually achieve real health.
Because that's hard work. For most people, that's harder to do. I'm just being serious. Most people, like you said, want the magic. Give me the diet pill. Give me this. Give me that. Instead of stop eating, you know, McDonald's every day and stop drinking Coke as I sip my soda right now. You know, things like that, which every day I'm bad enough. Every day I sit there and tell myself, okay, no Coke today. And I'm not the drug, the drink.
I stopped drinking soda a few years ago and I lost about 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. With no other major, I'm still a gelato fiend. Mm-hmm. With no other major dietary change, I lost 25 pounds. I feel better. I used to have asthma. My asthma went away almost entirely. It's just because it's all poison in there.
Yeah.
It's all chemicals, and then the caffeine. It's a diuretic, and it's loaded with sugar. You ever see the bag of sugar that the equivalent? It's gross, but you can get rid of it. You can quit. You can do
it. All right. Let me ask you this, Christina. Let's say I wanted to take the first step towards this type of, what should I call it, living? Can I call it that, living? Or what would be the first thing that you would What do you call it?
A lifestyle. This first step to a better lifestyle.
Right. I'll call it a Christina lifestyle change.
Okay.
What would you,
so if you,
what would you,
if you're really looking for balance in your life, I think that the first step is really cleaning up your diet and eliminating most, if not all, processed foods.
Are you looking at me right now? What do you mean cleaning up my diet?
No, what
do I look chubby on the radio? Oh, okay. So, yeah, so cleaning up my diet. So
yeah,
I don't drink a lot of soda. I don't eat cake.
Right.
What should I
really
you
anything that's processed.
I do not.
Hey, there's
not
nothing wrong with cake if you're making it with actual flour and actual sugar. But if you're buying a mix or if you're going and getting like Benjamin's cake, there are things in there that are highly addictive. There are things that alter our moods. There are things that,
yep.
I mean, advertising also makes us addicted to things. So when we have those chemicals in our bodies, our bodies aren't functioning properly. So we're not sleeping well. We have mood swings. And when we remove those processed foods from our bodies, that's when we start to balance.
She's right, because my wife had wedding cake 17 years ago, been in a bad mood ever since. So she's right about the cake.
I hope the wife is listening. I really
no, she's at work. Nobody give her the podcast.
No, nobody listens to that.
She knows I tell these jokes. I'd be dead if
I know. All right, now eating better. Now what it would be the first type of treatment? I know it's not called treatment, but the first type of natural, what do you call
complementary
it?
Or alternative
yes.
treatment.
Okay.
I mean, really, to get started on your own, I think meditation is a great way. Reiki will help put you in balance, and it won't keep you in balance if you're not doing anything. So it's a good kind of kickstart to getting balanced energetically. But if you meditate on a daily basis, you're going to be able to be centered and grounded. You'll be able to tap into creativity that you didn't even know you could. And so that's really the key to it, because it allows you to be present and connected, where normally we're worrying about what's going to happen next week or thinking about what we did last week that maybe we would have done differently and why did we do it that way. So we spend so much of our time in the past and the future, and meditation helps bring us back to the present and keeps us grounded and centered. And that is huge for balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you train people on how to do this, and is this something that's expensive?
So I am working towards my Reiki Master certification, which means I'll be able to teach. Right now I'm a level 2 practitioner, which means I can do distance healings, I can do in-person healings, I can do time healings, as I was talking about, like if you have a past issue that you're not really over. Depending on who the practitioner is, the pricing is all different. I would say your average price for a distance treatment, which is mainly what I do, is somewhere between the range of $50 and $75 for a half an hour to 45-minute treatment.
Okay, that's reasonable. If it works, that's reasonable.
Yes.
We just lost Coca-Cola as a sponsor. I just got a text.
Christina, I think we should do a follow-up. I think we should do a follow-up on this. I should try some of these things. I'll talk to Christina over the next few weeks, and then we'll come back and maybe do a follow-up.
Sure.
Is that all right?
That sounds great.
Christina, thank you so much for taking the time and calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Have a great night.
Bye, Christina.
Bye-bye.
Could you do? Let's read our first commercial over there.
Tara's going to do it, right?
Sure thing.
We'll let Tara do it.
Tara's going to do it. We got a flow here as a radio show. First commercial, sure. No, Tara's going to do it. Tara.
We'll let Tara do it. All right, Tara, do the commercial.
Do you have an air duct, dryer vent, or chimney that needs cleaning? Are you switching from oil to gas and your chimney needs to be realigned? We got the man for you, Matt at MCM Duct Cleaning. Call him at 631-651-2596 or visit his website at mcnductcleaningllc.com. Originally out of Greenlawn and now expanded into Suffolk and Nassau County.
My name is Morgan Freeman. Sunray Services is one of Long Island's top heating, cooling, and electrical contractors. We are celebrating our 25th year anniversary. Sunray proudly serves all of Nassau and Suffolk counties and is a partner with both PSE&G and National Grid. Now is the time to upgrade your central air conditioning and heating systems. Sunray offers 0% financing and zero unsurpassed service. I'm sorry, I misread that. 0% financing and unsurpassed service.
Did you say zero service?
Yes, I did, but I corrected it. Let's not make a big deal about it. I'll put you in Shawshank. Call them today for a free in-home estimate at 888-9-SUNRAY. That number again is 888-9-SUNRAY. And thank you for not making that any more obvious than it was.
Thank you. Well, I think Christina was an excellent guest. Did you not, guys?
Yes,
she was excellent.
She was great.
Fantastic.
We have our next guest on the line, Rosemarie Klumpf. She's originator and VA military specialist for Fairway Independent Mortgage Company. Hello, Rosemarie.
Hi, John. How are you?
And she's the one that got my son's mortgage so he could live right up the block from his mommy, and she's very happy.
Yeah, she threatened me if I didn't make sure that he got his mortgage and lived right down the street from you.
Somehow I truly believe that, Rosemarie.
As any good mother would.
Yes, yes. And Rosemarie also does a little stand-up comedy. She's multitask. She does a bunch of things. But we're going to first talk about mortgages in general and some of the misconceptions, Rosemarie, yes?
Yes, a lot out there.
So, a lot out there. First of all, let's talk about, you don't have to talk about my mortgage, but we spoke about today. Hey, what happened with the market right now? The interest rates are probably going down with the mortgages, right?
Well, a lot of what happens in the interest rate is affected by market conditions. So obviously, the stabilization of the Chinese yuan and a lot going on in Greece and all over the world makes people nervous. And when people are nervous, the Fed is not likely to raise interest rates. So what's bad news for the economy and the world is actually good news for rates. So sometimes I don't know which way to cheer. So, the mortgage banks don't make up the rates. They're basically, again, subject to market conditions. So,
so it's a good time to refinance.
It's a good time, yes. If you you really should, if you basically rates are in the low fours, depending on 15-30. So something to discuss if you are paying more than that and you could save considerable on your mortgage payment. Again, it depends on the math. Yes. You want to make sure the fees don't outweigh the benefits.
And I refinanced twice. I did it twice. Four times.
You know, this is the lowest rates have been. So these are historic lows. So if you can take advantage of it and you're saving money.
And what's really great is that when you lock in those low rates, you lock in a 3-4% mortgage. When the economy recovers and the rates go back up again, you're paying the locked-in rate. So it's great because now your mortgage is fixed and the economy, the interest rates start to go up and then the economy goes up.
Unfortunately, rents go up. So even with people buying, this is a great time to buy
because
home prices really, because of the economy crashing and the real estate bubble imploding, what happened is actually a lot of homes were actually below market value because you had a glut of inventory between the short sales and foreclosures. Now that a lot of that has weeded through the market, the home prices are starting to rise and the mortgage rates are still very low. So this is a perfect storm. It's very unusual that the home prices and the rates are both low. Usually it's one or the other.
Right.
So if you can buy a house and be paying almost the same as rent.
I used to say to my son, like my son was, and my wife, when we were looking for a house, we didn't have a lot of money to put down. I think we put down like 0.25% when we bought our house back in the day. But I just said, look at everybody else. Look at all the houses on the block. If they did it, we can do it. You know. So how hard is it right now? What do you need to do to get a mortgage? What are some of the basic things? If somebody's saying, I want to buy a house in 2 years, right? Tara's ready to write. Mm-hmm. Do you want a home, Tara? Do you want a home?
I would love a home. I've been renting for like 20 years, and I can never just get enough to get together for a down deposit.
We're going to get her home. And, we're going to get Tara a home. Yes,
let's change that. You only need 3%. You know, they lowered Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which is the government-sponsored agencies, actually lowered their requirements, down payment requirements, to only 3%. So you can get a traditional mortgage for only 3% down. I just had a closing today where first-time home buyer, 3% down. Now, because you're putting down less than 20%, you are subject to mortgage insurance. But that goes away once you get to the 20, 22% equity. So it gives you an advantage to get in the house, get the low rate, only put a little bit down, and instead of paying rent, you're paying down your principal each month.
That's right.
So you're actually, if your home goes up in value, you're actually, it's like putting money in the bank.
And you would have had your home, you would be rent-free right now if you had a 20-year mortgage 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I had a child 20 years ago.
No, we know. I'm just saying, if. Yeah.
You were allowed to have a child in a home, by the way. But listen, let's figure this out, because Rosemary, we're going to get you a home. Rosemary, can your company give her a home, just one home? We're going to come up. If you find a house for $10,000, you'll only have to put down $300.
Can
That's
you hear
bad.
My tears? Single what? Mom, sniff, sniff. Putting my
it, well, you know what? It's based.
I'm sorry?
You qualify based on what you could afford. So you qualify based on the mortgage payment that you could afford. And that payment has to include your property taxes, right? And your homeowner's insurance. And if you have to get mortgage insurance because you don't have the 20% down, whatever that is. So we figure in your payments. So we're not going to, the laws have changed. So now you have to really be able to afford the house. You can't get the $1 million house unless you could afford the $1 million mortgage payment. So, which is the proper thing. And that's why, I mean, I'm licensed and I'm bonded so that if I make a mistake, you actually have recourse to go after me now. Whereas years ago, you didn't. You would, you know, it's kind of like I tell people, it's kind of like going to the doctor. If you went to the doctor and he said, oh my goodness, you know, if we don't amputate your hand right now, you're going to die. He went to medical school or she went to medical school, so you would listen to their advice. If he made a mistake or she made a mistake, then you have recourse, you would sue, right? And that's why they have malpractice insurance. So it's the same thing. If you're coming to me and I'm licensed by New York State to give you advice on whether what you could afford and what you should be approved for so that you don't lose your life savings, whatever, even if it's only 3%, that's your life savings that you worked hard for, I should be giving you the proper advice and making sure that you're going to be able to make that payment. So, you know,
and
the
let
laws
me,
are
let
definitely
me say, Rosemary,
turned
that
for the consumer.
She is, I'm going to just give her a plug. She is excellent. She covers all the bases. She answered how many, and I know how my son is with questions. How many questions did my son text message you, email you, right, Rosemary?
Well, you know what it is? It's a complicated industry and it's ever changing. I mean, I get 1,000 posts a day of this loan product has changed parameters. This is a new credit score that's needed. This is a new debt to income ratio. So if I have to be on top of it all day long, someone that's not in the business obviously is going to have a lot of questions. And I actually have no problem with that. I give people my cell number. They text me. They email me. I told them if I don't respond within 24 hours, then they're looking for my body because that's really unlike me. So, and your son can attest. And
yes,
I had no problem.
Okay.
He raised a lot of great questions that I wish all my clients would ask because, you know, it's a very big decision and you want to make
kid.
Sure.
He's a smart kid like his father. So, Tara, we're gonna get Tara. that's our goal. In the next few days. Yes, we want to get there. So what is one of the misconceptions about getting a home, a mortgage?
Well, the first one is I can't tell you how many people think you need 20% down. And meanwhile, you only need 3. And if you're a veteran, you don't need any money down. VA loan, you don't need any money down.
What if you're a veteran and you already had a house, but your ex foreclosed it, and then you want to buy another house? Not me, but I know somebody.
There's a couple of different questions there. First of all, did they use a VA loan the first time? Because they may not have necessarily. You can get another VA loan. There is a funding fee when it comes to a VA loan. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are exempt, though, if you were wounded in action, you may be exempt if you're a disabled vet. But otherwise, there is a funding fee. But the good thing about a VA mortgage is that there's no mortgage insurance. So
you
even if you're putting no money down, there's no mortgage insurance.
Okay, so
if she went into the military tomorrow, she could buy a house then. She'd have so what are the other misconceptions? Give us another misconception of getting a mortgage.
Well, any perfect credit. You know, you could have some things on your credit. You know, we take as low as a 620 credit score. So 620 is, you know. So you don't have to have perfect credit. Obviously, the rate would fluctuate because you're not going to get premium pricing if you have a 620 credit score versus a 720 credit score. But there's really, for us, for Fairway, I can't speak on other lenders, but for Fairway, there's not that much of a difference. Definitely not enough to stop you, especially when the rates are so low. So you don't have to have perfect, and I don't have to, but I personally will if I run credit and I see some things I can suggest to help get the credit score up, I will help you do that. So it's actually better to come see me before you find the house, because if we can work out some of your credit issues while you're looking, then by the time you're ready to go into contract, you may have resolved some of those things. And I tend to be a good problem solver, John will tell you. So my job is to make sure you're happy, because my business is all referrals. So.
Yeah, that's why I had you on, because I know that you're really into what you do, and you do a great job. And that's it. That's the only two reasons.
Before we forget, Rosemary, if somebody needs to get in contact with you, how should they do it?
Well, you know what? I'm easy to find. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook.
It's just right outside
Google
the house.
My name.
She lives in this neighborhood? Well, tell them the spelling of your name and any websites or anything or phone numbers that you want, so that they can get in touch with you.
It's Rosemarie, not Rosemary. Everyone gets it wrong. It's Rosemarie K, as in Clufel, at fairwaymc.com. So Rosemarie K at fairwaymc.com is my email, and my office number is 631-881-5110.
Repeat the number we had. We dropped. Just repeat your email and phone, just in case.
Sure, 631-881-5110, and it's Rosemarie K at fairwaymc.com. And my last name is spelled Klupfel, K-L-U-E, P as in Peter, F as in Frank, E, L as in Larry. And I think I'm the only one out there with that name, so easy to find.
Well, thank you so much.
That's why I had to do a good job, John.
Good stuff.
If I don't do a good job, people will find me, because I'm easy to find.
Yes. So I'll give. So thanks, Rosemary, for calling in. Very, very interesting stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Hope to see you soon. Say hello to you, John, for me.
All right. Have a great night. Our caller number is 888-429-5471. I need to say that more often. 888-429-5471. Safe Health Educators, saving time, money, and lives. Safe Health Educators was founded to provide service and education that provide individuals with a first-class education and student experience. We also provide services to address the needs of our business customers and help them maintain compliance of all federal, state, and local regulations. Our education department teaches all American Heart Association courses. They do a nice job over there. Defensive driving, coaching and emergency vehicle operator, NIMS, hazardous material awareness and operations. They also do CPR. We specialize in OSHA regulations, classes, compliance for hospitals, power plants, construction sites, and much more. Safe Health Educators. I should have their phone number here, but you can find them on the Google thingamajiggy. Safe Health Educators. Google thingamajiggy. All right, that the Facebook. You'll find it on the Facebook.
Find it on the face. It's out there. On the tweeting.
Let's bring in our part-time bro, Amory.
Hey, John. Hi, Tara. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My favorite part of the show, Amory, very quickly, you've been partying out in the Hamptons out east a lot, correct?
I have not been partying. I've been traveling and working and a little partying.
Amory, I'm friends with you on Facebook. I've seen you dancing. I've seen nice outfits. You've been partying, chick.
John, my mother is listening right now.
She has been dancing, drinking, and partying.
And I am in the midst of still commuting back to Manhattan, but glad to be back in New York City.
That's right. I know you're really excited to be back.
Wait, guys, I want to start off, because I know you guys love the Mets. I know you guys prepping for the radio show, but how David Wright back from injury, first pitch, home run.
We saw it. John has all his Mets attire on, Amory, as you can imagine.
And I have my David Wright number 5 away jersey
on right
now.
He's still carrying that ball?
No, the ball is in a protective UV cube in my house at the Mets shrine.
It's in the Santos Museum in the basement with the humidifier running.
It's in my home office. And I have one shelf out of the whole house is mine. And I have all my Jets, Giants, and Mets stuff
only
in that
one
area. Yes.
That's great. Funny stuff. I was like, what a great way to start off Laughter Plays Live radio show with the Mets fan. David Wright, first pick.
I know, All right, Amory, get right into it, babe. Tell us what you got.
I just want to start off with I actually was talking to my mom right before. I was like, Mom, I'm going on the radio tonight. And she wanted me to give kudos to the three Americans who took down that gunman in Paris.
Absolutely.
And I had to do it for Mom. Yeah.
Good job. Absolutely.
Wanted to take it down. I wanted to start off with, I know as much as our New York fans hate the Patriots. John, I was discussing with you this woman who, in her obituary, she passed away this week at the age of 74, Barbara Shippey, I believe is the last name. And in her obituary, this is what it reads. In lieu of flowers, make contributions to Tom Brady's Deflategate defense. Love your ultimate Patriots fan, or please donate to charity of choice. That was her obituary.
I saw that. That is a real fan. My obituary, I'm going to have, like, please, instead of in lieu of flowers, buy everybody sausage and pepper sandwiches here. That's going to be mine. Little sausage, chicken palm. Yeah, I saw that, Amory. That's a big fan.
And Amory,
okay,
I'm
sorry, but,
I don't know if you heard, but blimps are forbidden from flying over the stadium for the Patriots for fear that they might deflate. The FAA came out with that, so no more blimps over the stadium.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
What else you got, Amory? What else?
Okay, so also, we all know Lil Wayne the rapper, correct?
No.
No.
Okay. We have no clue who it is.
You guys know who Lil Wayne is? Okay, stop it.
Yes.
You guys know who Lil Wayne is. Okay.
Wait a second. Is he the piece of shit that burned the American flag? Or stepped on the American flag?
No.
I hope so. He called him a bad name. I hope he's the guy. I hope he's not a really good guy.
Interesting. From a Minnesota Viking fan, let me tell you something. Lil Wayne, a well-known rapper, if you don't know of him, he is a Green Bay Packers fan, and it just became a big story out today, right? And this is why it's a big... He's from New Orleans, which I hate the Saints due to being a Minnesota fan in 2009, but... Everyone's mad at him because he's not a Saints fan. I just thought it was a cool story why he's a Packers fan. He grew up very poor. His dad went to the Super Bowl in 1997 when the Packers defeated the Patriots. I know we're all happy about that. I mean, and
yes.
He had all this Green Bay because Green Bay won. They had all these cups and towels and shirts. Well, they were so poor. Lil Wayne was 14 years old. That they were so poor that he had to use those cups and towels and everything for a while. So he decided he's going to become a Green Bay fan after that. And I thought that was a really cool story. So
I don't know. Will you like that story, John? You like that story?
He wasn't listening.
If you don't.
Amory. All right, let's get.
No,
he wasn't listening.
He's the shit that trampled on the flag. I confirmed it.
Oh, he's the Google.
Yeah,
got you, Google Watson.
I was goggling it.
He was goggling it.
You were googling it. You were goggling it.
Let's get to the pro golfer with the birdie. You got John all worked up. He's ripping off his Mets shirt. Let's get to the pro golfer.
Andreas Harto, European Tour. He was on a par 3 and got a birdie. And as soon as the ball went in the hole, he went and proposed to his girlfriend.
It just sounds wrong.
Now, was this like a big-time tournament? Because golfers are really...
We just turned this into a rated R show. Sorry.
Tara and I, at the same time, because great minds think alike, she said as soon as the ball went in the hole, we proposed, and we immediately went dirty on something else to go in the hole after the proposal. And
you guys, you guys disgust me. All right,
sorry.
Guys, it was a par 3. He was in it to win it. Like par 3, he was like, all right,
Sorry. You're cracking these guys up over here.
People should know that John is on one side of this multi-million-dollar studio that we have, and Tara and I are at this other table by ourselves. So when John is going through stuff, Tara and I creatively do things, but that was, like, spontaneous.
Yeah.
Like, we're passing notes to each other, and then... So the audience should know that.
Yes.
So
it's chemistry, audience.
Sidekicks having a little moment of genius.
Are you done now?
I'm the folks with time. Take out of
Amory, what else you got?
Please continue with your report.
I'm sorry. the only other sorry. This is, I love that everyone's laughing though. This is good. We got John Santo Googling, we got Tara laughing. This is good. I like this. I gotta come to your house, John.
Yes, we're gonna have you over one of the we'll talk about this week. We're gonna work something out. But Laughter Saves Lives Met Game September 1st. A Marie is coming, I think, right, A Marie?
Oh, heck yes, I'm coming, and you guys are doing so well. I'm going to do it.
September 1st, we're going to go Met Game.
I've been promoting it. I'm going to get all my Mets fans to go out there.
All right. Well, it's going to be a fun day. Laughter Saves Lives at the stadium. We get 15 people to put our name on the board.
When is the cutoff for tickets and commitments?
Are we going to get the same seats that you got that one time?
Yes.
Isn't that the price for those seats?
Yes, we will charge the plate. We will get those seats. Not. Hey, Marie, do you have one more point you want to make before we say goodbye, A. Marie, the lovely part-time bro?
The lovely part-time bro. I would just like to say this is really cool. You know, at the beginning of it's football season, my favorite time of year, my birthday's coming up. I hope you know my birthday party. I'll let you know about that next week. The Ohio State, I'm not sure how you guys follow college football. This is the first time that in polls that everyone voted that they'll be first place. And that's never happened in college football history. So I think that's really cool. Like all coaches, everyone voted that Ohio State will be first place.
Are you an Ohio State fan or are you just?
I love the Ohio State, even though my dad is listening and he loves Michigan. A lot of my favorite
aren't they the Buckeyes? Are they the Buckeyes?
The Buckeyes, yeah. My favorite football player of all time went to the Ohio State, and I do support them. And my cousins and now new family are from Ohio, so I support them.
Did you say husband?
She no, cousins. No, I did not get married.
She got married to him. She just said you had a husband. Congratulations.
I said cousins. Congratulations.
Oh, cousins. She said cousins.
Wait, Amory's mom is listening. She just found out that Amory got married. Congratulations, Amory. Mom, somebody pick mom up off the floor.
Oh, my God. I wish you would call in.
All right, Amory, we got Joseph on the line, so we're going to let you go. And listen to Joseph. Okay. He's one of the best comics around. You're going to love him.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
We have him?
We got Joseph on line one.
Hello?
Joseph Anthony, one of my favorite comics in the whole world.
Mine too.
Hello?
Hello, buddy. Can you hear us?
I hear you.
Okay. Have you been listening to this mess?
I've been listening for a long time. Too long.
So, first of all, how are you feeling? Joseph had a double knee replacement, correct?
Yes, I did. 6 weeks. 6 weeks ago.
How's it coming?
I'd say I'm at about 70%. You know, I've made a lot of progress, but I'm not running or dancing yet.
Are you at 70% of your 100% because your 100% was pretty sucking?
Yeah, it's true. My 100% was like finding the energy to get out of the car after smoking a cigar and get back in the house. but now I don't know, 70% of what they tell me I should be. I hear all these people talk about the new life they have after having it done, and so far I'm still in a lot of pain and stiffness and so forth. So I'm hoping for this promised land to come.
Well, we're hoping that for you too, buddy. You're a good guy.
Thanks, John, and you were kind during my I was out of work for 2 months, so a bunch of people got together and were really supportive. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll get back to being a nasty natchip once you start feeling better.
What's that?
I said we'll get back to being normally just rude once you start feeling better.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way, man.
That's true. So you haven't really commented any of the topics that were discussed while you were listening?
Yeah, if I could rewind just a little bit, I want to say that was the worst Morgan Freeman I ever heard.
Oh my God.
The frick?
That was just horrible. If Morgan Freeman had a distant cousin, he didn't even sound like him. But keep at it,
well,
John.
Well, it's probably the audio that, you know, that we're on Skype, it's going through the internet. There's a.
No, it was clear as a bell. That's why I'm upset.
He's crying on the floor here.
I'm not crying. I don't pay attention to comedians that can't do impressions.
All right. You were great. You were amazing. I closed my eyes. I thought he was here with me. I'm going to get a nasty Facebook message, aren't I?
Oh, absolutely. I love it.
He's sending it right now. He's typing now.
I am doing no such thing.
Now you had Rosemary on the mortgage broker, and
yes.
I just want to go on record and say that you know, in reference to some of the things she was saying about mortgages, I live in a house. I'm a self-employed comic, and I don't know what a mortgage is. I don't pay money. And Tara,
what do you
Tara.
Mean?
Keep renting, honey. Do not buy. Do not buy. With buying comes maintenance, and everybody wants your money, and fear, a lot of fear, a lot of anxieties. If you intend to go on anxiety medicine like me, then by all means, buy. If not, stay renting.
Now, Joseph?
Yes?
When Rosemary was on the phone, Tara wrote down about a page full of notes. At this point, she's crossing them out.
Yeah, burn them. Don't even cross them out. Just, you know, the match, burn them. Go to your little apartment, have a glass of wine, and be thankful.
So what else you got for us, Joseph?
What else? Well, the little Wayne story, very tired of the whole I was so poor story that you hear on every talk show, and, you know, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
How about,
you're not anymore.
How about this
you're not
story?
Anymore. You know
how about
what?
This story?
What?
I said, how about this story coming from another homeowner who lives in Long Island, has kids in college? I am so poor. Not I was
yeah.
so poor. I am so poor.
Yeah, I was poor growing up. I could tell you horror stories, but nobody cares. Nobody cares, especially when you've made it, you know, because
yeah.
you made it. So where's the lesson, you know? You're the success. I want to see the poor guy come on and talk about how poor he is and how he can't make it. That's the guy I want to hear.
That's why we had you on today.
Which
oh,
I was
yeah.
unjust is that Joseph is a phenomenal
huh?
talent. Sorry, Joseph's a phenomenal talent. These rappers suck, and they make millions, but Joseph is phenomenal, and he's telling her not to buy a house.
Hey, Joseph? Joseph?
Yes, that's true. Thank you.
Joseph, can I ask you a question?
Ask me too.
You have stirred Rosemary back up. She's on. Online too, she wants to rebut and respond to your renter's comment.
I hope she's going to amp it up a little this time.
All right, Rosemary, go ahead.
How long have you been renting?
Let him have it, Rosemary.
How long have you been renting?
I don't rent.
You don't rent?
No, I own. I've owned for 15 and a half years. It's just that I don't always pay.
Yeah. I was just making sure that you weren't still living with your mother. So I was just trying to find out exactly what.
Let me tell you something.
Rosemary,
Let me tell you something. I got a letter in the mail one day. I paid my mortgage like a champ. And I got a letter, and you know, the economy was starting to turn. So I get a letter in the mail one day from the bank saying about mortgage modifications. Are you having trouble? And I'm like, yeah, it's starting to get tough. So I applied for a mortgage modification 4 years ago. After a nightmare of the legal standards, because that's what they were, that I can't begin to tell you. And then I finally got an attorney, and that cost me $4,000. And he got me a modification, and my mortgage went up $400 a month. So
you got a modification. Okay.
I know you're trying to sell mortgages, but I'm on the other end.
No, 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 it was. Okay, so you didn't pay for 4 years?
Exactly.
Hey, guys, we only
You live free for four
nothing's
years.
Nothing's free, Rosemary. Nothing's free. I got two kids.
But you didn't pay
free.
A mortgage. But you didn't pay your mortgage for 4 years. That's why it went up $400, because they had to make up for the interest that you didn't pay during the $400 during those 4 years.
Right.
So I know people have got modifications,
now, so
too.
Now
some of the lenders.
So now I'm shopping for guns so I can pay my mortgage.
Rosemary Joseph, we have 30 seconds left. Joe,
okay.
Thanks for holding. I'm sorry. We'll have you back on. I would like to talk to you longer because you are one of the funniest guys I know. Rosemary, thanks for calling back in to try to clarify that.
No problem.
We will talk to you soon, Joseph and Rosemary.
All right, no problem. I got to go pack.
All right, Jennifer. All right,
feel better. Feel better, buddy.
Don't resort to the gun.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Rosemary. I like the fact that she called back. She was trying to clarify. She was trying to clarify. And
hey, at least we know we had one listener.
This is true.
So, we guys, we're out of here. We're going to watch the rest of the Met game, right, John?
We're going to watch the rest of the Met game. Roger that.
Back, and thank you for listening to Laughter Saves Lives Radio. We're out of here. Good night, Tara.
Let's go, Mets.
Leather gloves, we're slapping in hands. Popcorn and peanuts, we're working the stands. Pink cotton candy, love on a stick. He's chasing the beer, the trick of the lips. Play ball, play ball. Load up the bases and smack it right over the wall.
Play ball.